This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour three, G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers. This time tomorrow, they'll be third or fourth inning playing baseball at the Globe opening day now right around the corner. Joining us now, a special guest, an honorary special guest for his opening day exploits, 10-year big leaguer, DH for the Rangers. Hit a bomb in the 2022 opening day against Toronto and the 2023 opening day against the Phillies. Back-to-back opening day homers for Brad Miller, who joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good. I if I could have just had every game like opening day, I think I would have been all right. Those are some good ones.
Yeah, that was great, man. Were you always amazing right out of the gates like that, or was that just special for us?
I don't think I'd ever hit a home run opening day prior to being on the Rangers. I mean, I don't remember, maybe some good series, but definitely not anything memorable on opening days. So, it was fun.
It was just a couple of years ago. And now, do you think opening day will carry more weight for you for the rest of your life as a result?
I definitely will. Maybe the farther we get away from it, I'll just tell people I did that every opening day. It was the best. They'll just remember kind of the last two. But I think it's this should be pretty exciting, getting to watch some real baseball again. And, with spring training kind of wrapping up and now I feel like, we're just ready to watch some baseball in our house and get this season going. It's very exciting.
Now, are you still ready to play if that phone rings, Brad?
No. That's the other thing I was about to say. I feel like I am so far from being able to do that. I was so fortunate. I loved every minute of it, but just physically at the end there, the wheels kind of fell off and, I wasn't really able to do anything. Definitely not at that level. So completely happily retired and just a fan.
Well, Brad, obviously we're pumped to get this 2025 Texas Rangers season ready to rock. You know a lot of these guys very, very well. What are your realistic expectations for the club as we get ready for the new season?
Yeah, I'm excited too. I love these guys. I my best memories in baseball period was just being a small part of that team in 2023, and that was just insane. So I've got a lot of love for the core group of guys, and I'm excited. I think it sounds like you know, they're not happy with how last year went, and some guys are ready to get back out there and hungry, and, you know, got some more fresh faces. You know, I saw they just said Kamar and Jack are, you know, in the rotation to start the year, which is exciting. And I'm really pumped. I think you're going to see a lot of guys kind of return to form this year, and the faces they brought in, I think, are going to really augment the great core that they have. So I'm ready to watch the boys.
Former Ranger Brad Miller with us here on The Fan. As a veteran guy in that clubhouse and knowing what Evan Carter is going through right now, what would be some words that you would want to share with him in this time?
Yeah, I think obviously he was incredible for us in 2023 and gave us that jolt that kind of, you know, propelled us and was a huge part of that team. And, you know, I think the interesting thing is, like, being a major leaguer isn't about really the good times. You know, it's I think being a major league player is about how you handle some adversity, big and small, you know, whether it's an injury like he had with his back and, you know, just a tough year being able to stay on the field. And then when you're kind of piecing it together, of course, you're not in a groove and you're not playing well. So I think this is going to be great. He's still so young. He'll go down, he'll reset, you know, he'll get his legs back under him. And, you know, I would imagine he is going to be a very large part of the Rangers' big season this year. You know, he just has to get back out and play consistently, and he's going to be fine. He's so gifted, and sometimes a little. I know nobody wants to be sent down, of course, but I do think getting to catch your breath a little bit and realize this is temporary, and you go down there and kind of break down the door again, he's going to be great and off to the races when he gets called back up.
So big game, Nate. Nathan Eovaldi's getting the ball for opening day. Now, you've gotten to face Evo quite a few times in your career, but also got to play with him, of course. So what makes Evo such a challenge in the box to play against, but also so great as a teammate?
So, yeah, first of all, he's on the Mount Rushmore of best teammates, period. You can ask anybody that's played with him, and his name gets brought up. First of all, he's the hardest worker you got on your team, but he brings such a positive attitude, but he's got this sense of urgency and this intensity, but he just, you can tell he enjoys what he does, and he wants everybody else to succeed. So Evo's been interesting, you know, as his career's kind of evolved. He's played forever, and he came up, and he was this big Texas fireballer from Alvin, you know, that threw 101, and his game has kind of evolved. He threw hard back in the day, and then he's developed this split finger, and, you know, he's battled back from Tommy John at a really inopportune time, you know, when he was about to be a free agent, and he didn't even blink, you know, and that's where I first came across Evo. Was he was rehabbing his Tommy John with the Rays when I was there, and he wasn't going to pitch for us all year, but every single game he was on the top step, and he watched every pitch of that year, which was, I couldn't believe it. Like, he blew all of us away. So the next year when he was able to get healthy, get traded to the Red Sox and win a World Series, it was like, you know, that's exactly what that guy deserves. So Evo's the best, but now it's cool to watch him because he has kind of shifted as a pitcher, right? He doesn't throw 100 anymore. He still throws hard, but he has this split finger that is just an equalizer, and he has this cutter, and he has these different motions. So, you know, bottom line is, no matter what he's throwing up there, like, he's going to get guys out. He just is too strong upstairs to not have success.
It's former Ranger Brad Miller here with you on The Fan. Take us back to 2023 and some memorable developments of that World Series season early on. What impact did it have when DeGrom was lost after six starts?
Yeah, that was just playing on his team, too. Like, I remember the beginning of that year, every time he took the mound in the first inning and, like, it started coming out, like, we all looked around and we're like, is he going to throw a no-hitter today? Like, every single time he took the ball, we're like, is today, like, he might do it. He might throw a no-hitter. Like, he's just that gifted. And same thing, right? He blew out, and obviously we remember how devastated he was and emotional. And, you know, obviously he had dealt with probably, I would imagine, some sort of the same injury for those years. He just pitched through it, right? You know, he really just wanted the post, and he pitched through it probably more than he should have, you know, but he tried. And the thing about him was, you know, once he got hurt, obviously had surgery, he was there with us the whole time. He was amazing. You know, he's a guy, it sounds crazy, but, you know, even if he's not pitching, he brings so much value. So, you know, it's just that he also is, you know, one of the best to ever throw a baseball. So, you know, I am just so thrilled for him. I would love to see him just go and tear it up, and I think he's going to. So, you know, he's one of the best. Super humble.
What happened to the offense last year, Brad?
You know, I think it's a tough league. You know, the pitching is incredible, and I think also too, you know, maybe we took it for granted how hard it is, because in 2023, I think that lineup made it look really easy. I mean, I think there was a stretch of like a month where I only faced position players because I would go into the game when we were up like 10 or 15. Like, I want to say literally, like, Boach knew. He's like, all right, we got this little middle infielder up there, Brad. This is your guy. Like, and I would just tee off on these position players. So they just made it look easy. And I think, you know, every season you got to earn it. And every season, you know, it's new. So I think really it's probably you just chalk it up to baseball. And then also, too, right, there's expectations. So maybe once we don't get out of the gate how we did in 23, maybe some guys start forcing it. And, you know, as a player, that's so hard because you know that forcing it and pressing is not the issue. I mean, not the answer. But what are you going to do? You care so much and you want results. So probably a little bit of that. You know, it is a momentum-based game. And in 23, we kind of got out the gates and nobody was talking about us. We kind of get out the gates great. So maybe, you know, just, you know, dealing with that target on your back, who knows? I don't know. But, you know, I would imagine we're going to see a lot closer to 23 this year out of some guys than last year for sure.
That's certainly the key that CY has tried to preach is starting hot this year. You brought up Boach. Well, you've played for a lot of different skippers, been around a lot of different coaches in baseball. But what sets Boach apart? I mean, from our outside looking in, he's just a bleeping legend.
100%. And obviously, it's like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, obviously, we got him at the end of his Hall of Fame career. So it's like he immediately steps into a room and demands your attention and has your respect because of what we know he's been in the game. But I would imagine even back in the day when he started his coaching career, everybody probably respected him and cared about what he had to say just because of how he is. He's the same guy. So every year in spring training, it's so funny, you know, when there's no wins or losing streaks, I feel like the staff always says, okay, this is what we're going to do this year, guys. You know, we're going to have this routine, you know, how we take BP on the first day, and then the second day we'll it'll be optional. Then the third day it'll be a show and go. And it's like this grand idea, right? And then you hit your first losing streak at the end of April or maybe beginning of May, and the coaching staff just immediately, you know, switches up and it becomes, okay, nope, we got early BP tomorrow, you guys aren't hitting. And the decisions become, you know, punitive, or it's a reward if you are playing well, okay, well, we're going to pull it back a little bit. Well, I was so impressed in 23. I felt like the coaching staff just stayed the same and just said, nope, this is what we do. We preach these routines to you guys, consistency, you know, not getting too high or too low. And they did it, guys, all year. We did the same exact thing. We had the same schedule, and Boachy did not waver. We get swept in Cincinnati, and we're not really playing well. Nope, we do the same thing. So he's just so consistent. And then once we got to the postseason, I promise you, it was something we said out loud. It was like, hey, like, we're here. Like, just trust Boach, let him do his thing. You know, if he goes to pull a pitcher and bring another guy in, we know it's the right move. So it's like, then his kind of aura just kind of gave us all confidence. So I think those two things were the main things that kind of like get me fired up with Boach, because he just executed, you know, that to a T and was just so consistent with us.
What do you think about some of the changes in the rules that MLB has tried to implement over the years? Now we just have the automatic ball and strike system, but you were there, of course, for the pitch clock, and maybe we get the robo-umps one day. I don't know how you feel about that, if you've had any great altercation with an umpire you didn't agree with the ball or strike call.
Oh, man, I wish I didn't. I never had a good – there was never a good scenario where I, you know, got ejected and I looked back and I go, man, that was really cool. Like, I'm glad I did that. You know, it was always kind of – a lot of times the next day it was me apologizing to these guys because they're doing their best. And I would always tell them, like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm crazy. Like, you know, I didn't mean that. Like, I really wish I didn't do that. So, you know, I had about 4 or 5 ejections in my career. But – I think the changes they've made, although, yeah, they seemed a little weird at first, I think they've been great for the game. I love the pace of play. I love the quickness to it and the crisp kind of flow of the game. I don't think it changes too much. I think guys got adjusted to it. So now it's not even, you know, something I think that guys are really even worried about, whereas the first couple springs I felt like it was harped on a lot. And the ABS, I mean – I think it's something with these challenge systems. It brings another entertainment aspect to it. You know, you've seen some clips during spring and some guys, you know, almost like, you know, showboating when they know they got it right. And mm-hmm. some different Mike Muchinski, the umpire, you know, got on the intercom and was like, shocking, but I got it right, you know, and stuff like that. It brings a fun element. I just think the league in general probably wants more offense, and I'm a hitter. So, of course, I would be, you know, in theory, if they can get it done right where everybody feels good about it, then, yeah, of course, I would like the automated system because I think it does probably, you know, shrink the zone in and out a little bit.
The former Ranger, the World Series champ, 11 seasons in the big leagues, Brad Miller. Great job, man. Thanks for your insights and perspective.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. It's fun talking Ranger baseball.
Salute. We'll have to do it again soon.
Yep.
Cheers. There he goes. Brad Miller with you here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. First pitch tomorrow, 3:05. We'll be on after the game. We'll be on after the game to talk Rangers baseball opening day with you. Look forward to chatting more about it. But coming up next, it's time for a top 10. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
All right. Well, in honor of opening day tomorrow, we got the top 10 opening day performances in Major League Baseball history. What are some of your favorite opening day memories? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next in the nation.